This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I can't do it with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What are you, crazy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that. Give me a second here.
Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
Right as we were coming back to raid my... here's a shock. Another piece of equipment broke. My headphones. No. It's literally the headphones.
The ones you just got back from Otto's repair shop?
Yep. I love it when we refer to Joe as Otto from The Simpsons. Yeah, the headphones broke.
Oh, no. So. And he had done a repair job. Did they break, like, it wasn't an audio problem. They just, like, fell apart, right?
Right here, this.
Yep.
That's the sound.
I saw that there was, like, one earphone that was gone.
The screw fell out.
That's right there. That's the... There it is. That's the screw that fell. I just got screwed.
What? He wants the screw back.
There you go. Take the screw. There you go.
They're still under warranty.
Okay, so. Anyway, I was changing headphones right as we came on the air, and I couldn't hear when the De Niro tape was playing, which is why I played.
The Don and Mike Show.
That. Didn't mean to do it. Sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I got Beth Ann on the radio again if you want to hear it.
Oh, yes, please.
Please.
There you go.
McDonald's for a burger where he was arrested. He just needed the money for...
Okay, now it's Beth Ann really doing her show.
Like that. We talked yesterday about North Carolina being number 4 for highway safety. Well, we are in the top 5 when it comes to North Carolina universities, ranked in the top 50 best values in the United States. 5 of our North Carolina universities ranked in the top 50 among public colleges across the country.
This is our dear sweet BA.
Kiplinger's magazine. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, ranked first for the 5th straight year in a row.
This is the kind of freedom she was looking for.
At 28th, UNC Wilmington at 32nd.
Oh, my gosh.
UNC at 33rd, and UNC Asheville at 50. I think that's a great school. It's a beautiful area.
And, oh, Beth Ann.
Kind of artsy and yet still small, and yet you have all the advantages.
This is her live on the air right now.
She's doing that since the real her.
North Carolina, the North Carolina Commerce Department has released the official travel and golf guides.
Why doesn't she talk about how she's been celibate for 12 years?
And that's some good stuff, ain't it?
She's reading travel
blogs. Yeah. Hey, let it roll. I want to hear her say her name.
You got it.
100 attractions, including highlighting the state's wineries and vineyards, and about 4,000 accommodations. It's 56 pages.
You always like hearing what someone left you for.
Right.
You know.
Golf courses open to the public. And it also features what they call the Dream 18, and that's a listing.
It's nice to know that she left to fulfill a dream.
You can get yours free by calling 1-800-VISIT-NORTH-CAROLINA. And, of course, everybody has a website, just like Dr. Greg Temus. So for your golf guide, you can go to
visit.nc.com. Dr. Greg, who?
Sounded
like it was Dr. Greg
Temus. Any welcome center in the state as you're traveling around.
Come on now, where'd she say her name?
We have these tickets we want to give away to see the Bobcats play the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bobcats at home on Friday, which is Friday the 13th, kind of scary, this Friday night at 7:30.
God, I love her, but she's so bad.
We will take caller 7 right now, and the number is 777-1600-800-642-0060, star 60 on your Alltel cellular phone. We'll start taking
maybe she'll give the number
calls
again
right now for those Bobcats tickets. And Men's Health magazine asked guys what female occupation inspires the most fantasies. Guy said nurse at number 1, teacher at number 2, executive.
Oh, Beth Ann, she learned nothing working on this show.
Dental hygienist was down the line, was down the line for dental hygienist. So let's see who we have on the line right here.
She doesn't sound happy.
We're getting it on the line. We're just going to ask
you. She does.
She's living the dream, Mike.
Answer honestly.
She's got to be.
And we're going to fill in the blank. Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
Uh-oh.
And again, you got to be able to go on Friday to see the Bobcats play the Bucks.
Give out the phone number again. I'll call.
So we make sure these tickets get used. And it's gonna
is
be
she waiting
question
for the call
fill
now?
In the blank.
I think so.
Fill in the blank. Let's see. Let's go. Ooh, caller. Okay. We got Jack. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Now, are you sure you can go see the Bobcats on Friday?
Absolutely.
Okay,
the
she's
Bucks
getting callers.
We're going to be at the Charlotte Bobcats Arena, 7:30. You've got a pair of tickets, upper level. This is easy. I hope you've been listening. I just had a guest in the studio.
Hey, oh, Beth Ann.
If you can tell me his name.
It's Dr. Demas.
Dr. Greg Demas. Jack.
Dr. Demas.
Terrific.
Good job. Thank you so much. Just stay on the line, and Jim will tell you.
Beth Ann.
He got it. Come back to us, Beth Ann.
Thank you. Going to put him on hold. Don't want to hang up. I always hang up on people. Always hang up. The doctors, thank goodness, have given Vice President Dick Cheney a clean bill of health.
Oh, she's moved right on to her next topic.
But here's the Republican agenda.
Washington Hospital early yesterday. He was experiencing a shortness of breath, and he was released 4.5 hours later. Doctors say the vice president was retaining fluid because...
Do you believe this is the same Beth Ann that used to get on here and just piss you off, Mike, and talk when you talked?
Wow.
...to use a cane on Friday, so that's good news because that's kind of scary.
Listening to a different person.
They're a good team. They're a good team, those two, so I'm glad...
This is bumming me out. Okay.
She's saying that Bush and Cheney are a good team.
It will be Money Matters with John and Gibb on Thursday. The great Al Roker will be on the show.
Oh.
And on Friday,
we're going to save some of her phone numbers.
Wilson from the Forsyth Humane Society. And I do believe that Rex will be bringing someone who's looking for a home. And maybe that's too, if you're thinking about a pet.
Dogs on the radio. Oh, my.
He's going to have somebody that...
I feel as guilty as I did laughing at those Dick Clark tapes.
They are so making fun of you.
Who is that?
They're listening.
They're listening right now?
Yeah, somehow.
Somehow, some way. Okay, this is why I said it's going to be a very unusual day.
Now that they know we know, why don't they stop being chickens and just pick up the phone and call us?
First of all,
the request line is busy.
Talking about is the show that I came from in Washington, D.C., the Dynamite Show, which I mentioned on my first day. Very different show. It's their show. They're so great. They make millions of dollars a year. They've been doing it together for 20 years. A great team. Anyway, apparently they want to check in on me, see how I'm doing. They're listening, and they know how I'm doing, so don't bother to call. I'll tell you, maybe that's them calling right now, but we got to go into a break. It's going to be interesting. CBS Market Watch is on the way.
What's going on?
That's great.
I have no idea.
Right. There you go. Call them up.
All right.
We're trying.
Hey, way to go. Thank you, my friend.
All right,
thanks.
Keep talking smack. You got to get on the horn with us.
All right.
All right.
Get on the Beth Ann horn.
Was that some dumb caller saying to her that...
Yeah, I guess somebody hit... No, I think it was the guy that was in, like, her producer or something like that.
Anyway. It was Dr. Penis.
It sounded like... Didn't it sound like somebody coming into the studio?
Exactly.
It's hard to tell when you're on the phone. It was like...
Oh, Beth Ann.
I've got line 5 is on hold. It's already on hold down there.
All right.
Oh, okay.
The guy picked up and I says, Beth Ann there, and he said, hold please.
All right, Rob, would you go sit on line 5 and see if you can find her during the commercial break?
That'd be great. Maybe we can talk to her.
Okay.
Hello? Wow.
All right, well, let us know.
We're still on hold?
Yeah, it's the Market Watch.
All right.
Sure is.
Let us know what she...
We must have contact.
We must.
was she really talking about somebody bringing in a dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she was.
Was that like an adopt-a-pet?
Later in the week, yes, an adoption.
Mm-hmm. Let me mention
Friday's child. Right.
Our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Buzz, if you will go there right now.
Got it.
We have a couple of pictures. Let me see the first picture. Hold on. Before you show Mike, well, everybody see the pictures of Arnold's face. There's a picture of Arnold with all of the stitches in his lip.
Right.
From getting in the motorcycle accident. Right. And the motorcycle, incidentally, if you've seen the video of him with his kid, it's military looking.
Right.
And even though it's obviously like U.S. Army issue.
Right.
Somehow he brings a Nazi look to it. You've got to see the video.
Wait, here's what you need to know about that. He doesn't have a motorcycle license. He doesn't have the motorcycle endorsement on his California driver's license. But for some reason, he has a permit for a sidecar.
The sidecar, like they have when they were sending messages in World War II.
Exactly.
This is my sidecar that I'll be driving along with. Hey. And all that thing and good stuff.
Where's my grid for that thing, do you know? Because I can only find this.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's on the side. Like
oh, okay, all right. wait, hold on, because here's a tape of Arnold.
He has a permit for a sidecar? What, just the sidecar?
Apparently he can drive a vehicle with a sidecar. It's very confusing.
Not
but it's
to
true.
Get this all back to Batman and Robin again.
Right.
But it's very much like the Batcycle.
Yes. The Batcycle. Yeah,
right.
Yes, and someday that'll be in your garage,
oh,
too.
And if I could just take a moment out here, as long as we're talking on the web on our website, I'm looking at DCRTV.com.
Yes.
And, boy, it must be a slow news day. Because
why?
Here's what the headline is. Teenage Mutant Ninja Geronimo. This is what the guy's writing his radio news.
That's interesting.
After listening to Don Geronimo, a 47-year-old D.C. area radio personality, reveal on Tuesday's show, he often dresses up in superhero costumes. Now,
you didn't say
often. First, I don't often do it.
No.
You did it today.
I did it today.
It was a very different day for you.
He writes, he's writing this tongue-in-cheek anyway. Right. Dresses up in superhero costumes. Batman, Spider-Man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, while at home alone. We officially revoke the DCRTV 2005 Person of the Year honor we awarded him in late December.
Wow.
Okay, just joking. We realized 2005 was a tough year, but really, Don, get some help.
Okay, he's having fun.
Okay, Dave.
He's having fun. Right.
I get it, Dave.
And I'm looking at Arnold's lip.
I tell you what, I will get help as soon as you leave the basement where you make that little website. Okay? as soon as you actually go out in the light of day,
fair enough.
I'll get some help.
Dracul.
Now, here is Arnold talking about his split lip.
It's not what normally happens when you see someone in Hollywood with swollen lips. It's collagen shots, but I mean, this is not what it is. It's no plastic surgery or anything like that. It's just simply an accident with the motorcycle.
An accident. I had the accident.
So we've got that picture if you go to today's steaming show log at donandmikewebsite.com. And then also, Britney Spears. Jesus Christ, this is a beautiful girl. And what this is she has totally let herself go after the baby,
I predicted.
Mm-hmm. She is wearing clothes that she would have worn before she had the baby.
Right.
She's wearing like a shorty, short on up on top, and she's got the tight little shorts on her ass.
Would have been fine before.
And she's just big and pimply and fat. anyway, that picture is up on our website as well.
She does not look strong
very
in that
tragic.
Picture.
Very tragic.
And, you know, Hollywood's famous for those women that have a kid and then bingo 6 weeks later.
Yeah, they look
they're back
the
to normal, in fact, better.
Mm-hmm.
Could I just have 1 minute and 4 seconds for myself?
But our frequency here in Washington is 106.7.
Well, Mike, the tape that I have that I've been waiting to play, it's a minute and 4 seconds.
Very
long.
Good.
Ah.
It's a tape from the Critics' Choice Awards.
Right.
Oh, hold on.
Hi, Beth Ann, it's Rob. I've called on behalf of Don and Mike. Will you have a moment to speak to them? This is how I do. Would you like to talk to them, or are you going to be rude now because you have your own show?
Well, Rob has obviously gotten through to Beth Ann.
No, I'm
on the air or not. Rob, are you on the air or off?
I'm on the air. We're on the air. How's it going?
Are you on the air? Yeah, he says, yeah, he's on
hold
the
on.
Air.
Yeah, well, a little bit. When does the dog come in? That'll be good. Can you hold on for Don and Mike? Okay, thank you. When you hear voices, you're going to be on the radio.
Okay, shut up.
But on another radio.
I think
hold
she
on.
Knows.
Okay.
She sounds a bit flustered.
Okay. All right. Now is she?
She's on line five.
On line five? Okay, let's see her. ABA?
I even get the little noise, do I?
Hey, we're simulcasting now.
We got some guy down there who was listening to our show on the internet, and we heard your show.
Yeah.
And
you heard the doctor, the eye doctor.
Yeah, wasn't he great?
He was wonderful.
Oh, Greg Temus of the Temus Eye Center.
Penis Eye Center.
Yeah. And then we heard you talking about those wonderful Carolina statistics.
Yeah. You know, guys, I never said I was you. I just worked.
No.
No, we love you, Beth
Ann. We call because we miss you.
Yeah.
Right.
And I agree with you. Bush and Cheney make a great team.
We agree. we agree with that 100%.
Always
you know
have.
That's the politics of this show.
I agree with you. So what are you doing on your show besides having Dr. Penis on?
Did you dump that?
I can.
Okay.
Isn't that his name?
Just did.
No, it was Dr. Temus with a T. Dumb.
Oh, Temus. I'm sorry. It must have been the bad connection.
Who's the young roughy? Who's your sidekick?
That would be me.
That would be Jim.
Okay, Jim, for the purposes of the rest of this conversation, please shut up.
Yeah, but you don't realize I control all the buttons here. Yeah. I can take
Hey,
hands.
Beth Ann,
yeah.
Tell that guy to F off. I don't have time to listen to some small time.
Okay, Don.
Yes.
Mike. Hi,
what?
Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Buzz is here, too. Rob's here. We're all here.
Hi, John.
John's in the back room.
Not
yes,
in the
he
room.
Says hi.
Are you wearing your corduroys?
Yes, in fact, I am.
Oh, wonderful.
I wanted to be comfortable.
How's Carolina treating you?
They don't really like me that much, but I'm trying.
Oh, what do you mean they don't like? How can you possibly make that assessment in such short period of time?
You know, I listened to your show for, you know, almost 2 years, and I loved what you did. It's not me, and I'm just trying to find my way.
Have you told the people down there about how you're celibate?
Yeah, well, no, it's never really come up.
Huh.
That's okay. Those are my beliefs, and I...
Mm-hmm. You tell them about your love of mirrors?
Okay, no, Don, I'm going to ask you something.
Yes.
Please. This is a totally different radio station than the radio stations you broadcast to.
Oh.
You have done so great for 20 years. Couldn't you just have? Didn't I work hard enough that you can just cut me a little slack?
What do you mean? You didn't have to take the call on the air. I mean, I didn't know you were going to put us on the air. Okay, I'll cover this. Beth Ann is a real fan of antiquing, and she loves mirrors.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Her house is, it's like a fun house.
We do miss you, Beth Ann.
Okay.
What? What? No. We miss you.
We do.
We do.
What do you miss about me, Mike?
Well, I do. You don't think I miss you?
I don't know.
I do. Oh, well, if you don't know, then I probably didn't communicate it officially.
You know what would be fun? Can you get your boy to play one of your sweepers that I heard when you came out?
Oh,
of
good. I want to hear. Can we hear that?
Would you play one of your things? Saying
it's not set up here like it's there.
Oh, so we can't hear it down
the
telephone?
Oh, we can't do it. Okay.
So what do you call the show?
Every day right. I produce 12 of those things, so I can, in my little mind, be as good someday as you guys.
What do you call the show?
Failure.
No, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not the inside name. What's the name you're using on the air?
Yeah.
The Ride with McBride.
The Ride with McBride.
I like it.
Yeah. I like that.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, listen, we all sure do miss you, Beth Ann.
Yeah. We miss you up here in Washington, D.C. You were the best producer we ever had.
Well, John's doing a great job.
John is doing a great job. Rob's doing a great job, but we do miss you. Yeah.
No, Rob's hanging on by a thread.
No, he's not.
Hey, he's just barely hanging on.
Half a piece of dental.
Just
and thank
on.
You for all the emails when Independence Air went out of business.
No problem, because I was concerned. Didn't know
I know you were. That's very nice of you. You didn't have to do that, and I appreciate that.
Nice.
I'm thorough, Mike.
Thank you. I know that.
I'm thorough. Well, I do love you guys, and I'm going to ask you to just let me try. Keep trying, okay?
We have no control over that.
I mean, you're doing your own show.
We have to go now. We're going to a commercial break.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you for calling.
Beth Ann, go to break.
Care. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
He calls me all the time. Thank you much.
Oh, he does?
It's 529.
Bye, Beth Ann. You're horny. You're a horny girl.
600, 1200
WSJS. You're a horny girl.
I think we're off the air now.
Spotted us down.
Bonnie Sky, it's 58 degrees at 5:30. I'm at Scandal, SJS News.
Wow.
And that's the time check-in.
That's Beth Ann.
Oh, God. I feel horrible for her.
Wow.
Well, I do.
If she's happy.
She doesn't sound happy.
I know.
Hey, we tried to tell her, man.
She sounds... That's as close... I'm sorry, but that's as close to a breakdown as I ever heard on the air.
And I had no idea that we were on the air with her. I mean, because she didn't tell her audience who the hell we were.
No.
I mean, that's why when I said, like, you know, do they know you're celibate? I didn't know that we were on the air there.
Yeah, man, how about the big guy, you know? Hey, it's me. How are you? How y'all doing there?
Some guy trying to get into her corduroys.
Or vice versa. You think she's not chasing him?
Oh. Wow. All
right, well,
that was very, very interesting.
That was an unexpected Beth Ann McBride update. Kind of a simulcast thing.
Unexpected in so many ways.
All right, well, I'm going to have
to... Yeah, I mean, really, really strange.
I'm going to have to hold off on my tape here that I needed a minute for. We got a break because I didn't know we'd have all that talk with Beth Ann. Okay. Well, goddamn. How about that?
Isn't
that something?
You tell your boy to shut up.
Hi, Joe.
Pretty good phone screener. He didn't even hang up on me.
Joe. That's nice. That's nice. Joe's such an idiot.
Joe's filled with great joy. Joe's bouncing off the walls.
Joe's just so happy there's somebody out there worse off than he is. All right, so we got an E to E coming up.
Yay.
And that means, Christ, once again, it'll be the list of things that we don't have time to get to. Remind me tomorrow about the backwards songs.
Yes. Right.
Please. Also, many tapes of George Clooney I'd like to play for you.
Clooney!
Oh, and I think as we go to break, I can just play just a bit of this.
Just a taste?
I was just going to just satisfy myself a little bit. There was something called the Critics' Choice Awards.
On the WB.
On the WB the other night.
Right.
And somebody very special won an award.
Okay. Good.
And the Critics' Choice for Best Young Actress is Dakota Fanning.
Is this the minute four?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is so exciting. Well, thank you so much to the Broadcast Film Critics Association for this incredible award. I'm so proud to be here tonight. And thank you so much to Stephen, who has made such an impact on my life. And every day I think of all the lessons that you taught me about acting and about my life. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And also Kathy Kennedy, who is a wonderful friend. And I saw every day on the set.
She's really growing up, isn't she?
Also, Tom Cruise, who is such gracious and generous man.
He's 18?
How old is she? She's 12? Let me be the first to tell you.
Yes. She's 12!
She's 12.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Oh, stop it.
She's 12 now.
Stop it.
And then I sat and really worked it.
You. You, the Bible scholar over there.
I should have played that one for Beth Ann.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Did she say she was wearing corduroys?
Yes.
Well. Saddens me, I didn't.
Oh, hold on a second. I think she did mention Tom the Monster. There he is. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you. So have you been calling Beth Ann at her new station?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did she put you on the air?
No.
No? Oh. How come?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know.
How do you spell Beth Ann?
B-A-T-H-A-N-N.
That's my guy, Beth Ann.
Perfect. Beth Ann.
Hey, where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
How do you spell Charlie?
Charlie?
Yes.
C-H-R-I-S.
Was that T-H-R-I-S?
Yeah, T-H-R-I-S.
That's
Thriss.
That's right, Tom. All right, Tom, we're running late, so please take us directly to break.
Yep, go to break, guys, and man, Charlie will be back on the phone line.
Hello!
This is Charlie!